This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2042. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 9th, Algeria, Antarctica, Australia, Belarus, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Djibouti, Germany, Hong Kong, India, Korea South, Luxembourg, Madagascar, Mongolia, Nigeria, Sikkim, South Carolina, Turkey, UK, USA, Vietnam, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer regarding last week's report about English segments from Algeria via France during the 18 to 19 UT hour on 13820. We did hear that on Thursday, July 2nd, but there was no English on July 3rd or 4th. As tried by Richard Langley in New Brunswick, they were back in English on Monday, July 6th, started just before 18:30 UT, and JRX in Brazil reported English again on Wednesday, July 8th, from 18:29. And on Thursday, July 9th, Pedro Sedano in Spain says the English segment was from 18:40 until 18:55. So the exact timing and which days of the week are quite irregular. Richard Langley says it seems they take pieces of different language segments from programs on their internet, FM, and satellite broadcasts. On the website, there is a list of emissions in English. LRA 36, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel in Antarctica, continues with a regular weekly broadcast on Wednesdays on 15476, slightly minus, starting around 14 UT. On July 8th, I cannot hear it direct, but via remote in Brazil, from tune in at 15:41 until it went off about 16:16. Reception was best, tuned to 15475.96 USB. Via Horacio Negro in Uruguay, we have word originating with the head of RAI in Buenos Aires, Adrián Corol, that on Saturday, July 11th, LRA 36 would carry out a test broadcast in upper sideband at 14 until 15 UT, but it's already in USB with reduced carrier, which helps to zero in on the frequency and even to detect its weak presence. So what they are really doing, I guess, is eliminating the reduced carrier. That does not really help unless it means a little more power going into the USB modulation. Mick Delmage in Alberta, editor of the very interesting column in CIDX Messenger for July, says after several reports and follow-ups, both postal and email, to Radio Bahrain, I finally received an email reply. Unfortunately, they said regarding the recorded clip you sent, we're not able to verify it since it's 5 years old. And they also mentioned, unfortunately, due to maintenance work, shortwave frequency 9745 is off for a while. No mention of their 6010 frequency, but I've not seen it reported in a long time. And the way the reply is worded, it's unclear whether they will return to shortwave. OTOH, Alan Rowan, Teddington, UK, says, I noticed a posting on FB concerning Radio Belarus International in English. The two-hour broadcast is now once again on shortwave via the KAL transmitters of shortwave service in Germany. Christian Milling confirms the schedule is daily at 18 to 19 UT on 6005, the first hour, and 19:30 to 20:30, the second hour on 3985. And via a remote receiver, Alan heard their letterbox program Tuesday, July 7th from 18:20 until 18:40. I would never be so rude as to call a fellow DXer an idiot, unless they already called me one. That idiot, SHN in Denmark, reports about Radio Yura, Y-U-R-A, in Bolivia, 5935. He says it's back on the air. Heard via a remote in Brazil, signing on at 2240 UT, July 6th. However, when I tried to hear it, July 8th at 2358, before WWCR came on 5935, there was no trace of it here. And, of course, WWCR blocks that frequency for the rest of the night. SHN is in contact with an announcer at the station who says, unfortunately, it's turned on the air whenever the lady announcer feels like it. Moving on to Brazil, I did confirm that RVM was on the air July 8th at 23:46. That's Voz Missionaria, which has been known to include some IDs in English, although I didn't hear one this time. I measured it on 9664.86. Sometimes it's varied to the plus or even the double plus side of 9665. Mike Cooper points out that Canada's CBC Radio 1 has gone into its summer scheduling. You can listen to online. I used to, but I just don't have time to listen to everything I would like. And eventually, via the website cbc.ca, there's a page called What You Can Expect to Hear, starting June 29th. It includes the return of Wiretap and Vinyl Cafe, radio series exploring climate change, a new series called What on Earth, and the inaugural radio runs of top original podcasts. Among the podcasts now on the radio are one called Inappropriate Questions. Anna Maria Tremonti returns with hers, called More with Anna Maria, on Sunday mornings. Ron Howard has news about PBS Yunnan China, which has been known as the voice of Shangri-La. But according to their webpage, there's been a change since July 1st. The new name is Yunnan International Broadcasting, but it seems they still include Shangri-La topics for tourists. There are two shortwave frequencies, 7210, which starts about 1035 UT with interval signal, but programs start at 11, and 6035 relays FM 99, starting about 1145 with Radio Shangri-La jingle at 1200 and a bit of English. All that from their website, but the next day, July 4th, Ron Howard says they suddenly started on 6035 at 1146, and at 1200 it was the normal FM 99 format, including the Radio Shangri-La jingle. Perhaps too early to have changed their name on air. But there was also super strong white noise jamming on 6045, blocking any chance of hearing Korea's Voice of Freedom, and also adversely affecting FM 99 on 6035. Regarding Chinese jamming of All India Radio in Mandarin and Tibetan, Joe Jacob says at DX India, the question is, how many days would it take for Chinese agencies to find and jam a new shortwave frequency, whose old frequency they had been jamming? In this case, if it's any indication, it's 6 days, since AIR changed frequencies for both those broadcasts, as we mentioned before. Jamming continued on the old frequencies to July 5th and started on the new ones July 6th. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba this time. It's missing Radio Progreso on 4765. It's scheduled only between midnight 30 and 04 UT, but Mark Cody in Ontario, Richard Langley in New Brunswick, and I have noted it missing at least on July 7th, 8th, and 9th. Kim Elliott forwards a vaguely worded notice in Spanish from Radio Marti, saying that there is a temporary change in their radio programming starting July 7th, special programming in order to take care of technical matters. I don't know how special the programming was, but they were certainly still on the air on all their frequencies when I checked July 9th after midnight UT, 5980, 6030, 7335, 7365, DRM on 7345, and also confirmed via remote on medium wave 1180. Then Kim replies, I'm told the Radio Marti shortwave transmitters at Greenville are at reduced power until some components are replaced. And I wonder if that means all five of them. They sounded about the same to me. The clandestine La Voix de Djibouti I heard on Sunday, July 5th, until sign-off at 14:59, a one-hour broadcast, on 17870. Not here via the remote in Holland. Check July 12th whether they're on again or skipping until July 19th. By the way, this frequency is registered in HFCC by BRB, the Belgian broker, but for something in Kurdish via Pridnestrovia. A North American pirate called Mystery Pirate Radio informs me they will be on the air via Channel 292 in Germany on three more dates in July. Sundays, July 19th and 26th at 15 UT, and UT Saturday, July 11th at 0200 on 3955. They're especially interested whether anyone can hear them in North America over that darkness path. If you're hearing this broadcast over one of our first two airtimes on WRMI, it's not too late. Another American free radio station, Texas Radio Shortwave, tells me they're broadcasting via Germany, first in a series of ever-so-often programs featuring listener-curated music, Treasure Chest of Texas Music, song selected by German listener Robert Kipp, 18 UT Saturday, July 18th, on Channel 292, 3955, and 6070 with 10 kilowatts. A limited edition commemorative electronic verification will be available for listeners sending correct detailed reception reports to texasradiosw@gmail.com. John Filiozzi sends a story from the New York Times, July 8th, China's leash on Hong Kong Titans choking a broadcaster. It's about RTHK3, the English language service, which he says he listens to online. It has stood in sharp contrast to CRI for factual journalistic coverage of Hong Kong, principally but also at times of mainland China. I've been a regular listener for years. Sadly, that important and singular source appears to be drying up as Beijing tightens the noose around Hong Kong's freedoms. Joe's Jacob reports to DX India that All India Radio, Tiruvantapuram, Kerala, is back on the air as of July 5th on shortwave after many months' absence. He's heard both 5010 and 7290. Weak signals with some hum. The regular schedule is 5010 at midnight 20 to 0205 and 1130 to 1740 UT and 7290 in between in the daytime frequency 0230 to 0930 but extended weekends until 1030. However, Mauno Rito in Finland says it went off the air at 1610, and Wolfgang Büschel reports on July 7th. It was not on the air. Instead, he heard the off-frequency Madagascar transmitter on 509.923 at 1520. Both of these, of course, are capable of interfering with WRMI during our evenings. Ron Howard notes only one change in frequencies of the South to North Korea clandestines, which they normally make every Monday. As of July 6th, Voice of the People was on 3475 instead of 3480. Via Mike Terry, medium wave info via BDXC. The future of Luxembourg RTL on long wave 234 kHz is in doubt. There are various unconfirmed reports it would close down in the last quarter of this year. We're from near the French-German border, Rémi Fries replies on the long wave radio listening IO group. These rumors have been going on since Europe 1 closed long wave, but the station has never confirmed any of them. However, it seems to go on reduced power every evening. This has been going on for months at 1820 UT, or 1920 in the winter. Within 2 minutes, there is a break in transmission of about 5 seconds, and the signal comes back with lower power. The rated full power of this is listed as 1 sesquimegawatt. The World Radio TV Handbook update of June 18th about national radio has this about Mongolia. 7260 is on the air irregularly, carrying the third program between 23 and 05 and 07 to 15 UT. 4895 has been observed on the air only a few times during the local daytime, and 4830 still continues off the air completely. This is the non-hyped, non-historical, non-communist, non-Christian, non-corporate, and non-commercial media program, World of Radio 2042, also bringing you the equally non-worldofradio.com. Thanks this week for financial support from Ron Howard in California, who sent a generous check in memory of Brian Alexander, the Pennsylvania DXer who died in December 2012. Our address is P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Voice of Nigeria keeps us hopping to find their frequency. You never know which one they'll be using. Like for the 0600 Hausa broadcast, which comes in very well here when on the usual 7255. But sometimes it's on 9690. And on July 8th, I found it on their third frequency, 11769.904. The other two are actually offset considerably minus, and it was slightly unstable. 11770 minus was also in use for the following evening broadcast when it is normally scheduled, although very weak here, but audible via remote in Brazil. On July 9th, the 06 transmission was back on 7254.9. Sikkim is quite a DX target, at least for those who still consider it a separate radio country from India, but it can be disappointing. Wolfgang Büschel reports, terrible audio on 4835 variable. July 3rd, at 10:30 to 16, AIR Gangtok. In Hindi, it's 10 kilowatts non-directional, but terrible distorted buzzy audio at 15:30 July 3rd. There were 48 buzz strings visible like a garden fence, as he often says, 100 hertz apart, the peaks, between 4831.660 and 4837.200, centered about 4834.435. In another thread discussing the gloomy future of shortwave, Bob Bierman in Florida says, without Gordon Stair, there would be few stations on the air. Do you have any idea of the power bill alone? Sadly, there are very few entities interested in buying airtime these days. I can only imagine the financial hit they took, as parts for the Continental HF transmitters are outrageous. Having worked around HF for years, it is the most expensive means possible for radio. New solid-state transmitters cost so much, it would take decades of airing Stair 24/7 to recoup the investment. Michael in the UK replies, for wide coverage and emergencies, we need a basic AM public service network. It would be interesting to compare the total costs of maintaining HF networks compared to the total costs of digital networks. Internet servers use a lot of power, for example. Replacement high-power plate amplifier tubes can be made to order at relatively modest cost. Alan Rowe in England reports on July 8th, it seems some normality is returning to the English service of Voice of Turkey. The Wednesday, July 8th program, heard at 12:30 UT on 15450, included the first edition of the letterbox programming for many weeks. The announcer acknowledged that this was the first edition following the impact of the global coronavirus pandemic in Turkey. He had heard letterbox on Wednesdays back in February, so it looks like this is the confirmed day for the program, but I still need to confirm whether or not it's repeated in its old slot on Saturdays. So I tuned in a later broadcast, not good reception here, but via the remote in Holland, the 2200 on 9830, which is coming in very well there. The letterbox started at 2222 and lasted until 2240. The first letter he opened was from Stu Forsyth in New Zealand, and then many other countries, and only one from the USA. He said the next letterbox would be in a week. Goodbye. Before that, I was hearing the following features, news on the hour on a variety of topics. 2210 Turkish Press, 2212 Foreign Press, 2214 about Turkey leading in aromatic plants, 2217 Today in History, and 2219 something about Ephesus. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener replies, this seems to suggest that the news now contains more information than just COVID-19 numbers heard exclusively before, but there is still much airtime filled by Turkish music. The authorities in England have decided to let analog radio continue a while longer, since listening to DAB is not yet complete. This leads to some comments in our group, first from Bob Bierman in Florida. I can't understand why the demand to shut down analog radio. The medium wave and FM bands are not really digital friendly. The entire broadcast band is only 1 megahertz wide. The entire FM band is only 20 megahertz wide. A typical Wi-Fi channel is 40 megahertz wide. What other purpose would the current band serve in a DAB world? The channels are too narrow for internet purposes, and there are propagation issues. Using higher VHF signals with lower powers cannot properly cover the needed land area. David Cole sent a story from the New York Times, July 4th, which I suggest you look up. It's quite long and convoluted. Its headline, New Trump Appointee Puts Global Internet Freedom at Risk, Critics Say. A battle involving Michael Peck and a U.S.-funded tech group revolves around software from Falun Gong, the secretive anti-Beijing spiritual movement with pro-Trump elements. That is, the Open Technology Fund and its involvement as part of U.S. AGM. Dan Robinson replies to last week's World of Radio. The low response to the Change.org petition is not surprising, given strong support base built up over decades for U.S. AGM and overwhelming major media and public diplomacy community support for the agency. So it's no surprise that any petition to actually shut down VOA and or reduce the size of the agency would have an uphill climb. I would ask you at least note for your audience articles that have appeared providing the other side of the U.S. AGM debate, for example by Real Clear Politics and the Washington Examiner, in which Michael Pack himself is finally given an opportunity via interviews to speak. John Filiozzi says, "This is the opposite of what it should be. I would retain the VOA, which, deserved or not, still retains a mostly positive reputation overseas. What I would defund are all the other quasi-U.S. AGM outlets like Marti, which just muddle the message. The missions of the latter were never really clearly demarcated from VOA, and VOA could easily absorb their functions under one hat. That's not to say a major reworking of the country's international information dissemination infrastructure, including VOA, is not called for. It clearly is. But it should speak from one unified source, not the mishmash of diffused outlets it does now. And it should be guided by the principles enunciated in the VOA charter." Thanks to Jeff White, World of Radio has a new time on WRMI. It's midnight 30 UT Monday on 7730. That frequency is aimed 285 degrees west-northwest from Florida, so it covers southern U.S. across Texas, just south of Arizona, on the way to Honolulu exactly, the Marshall Islands, and maybe Port Moresby, New Guinea. Our low-power affiliate in New South Wales, Unique Radio, has also made a time change. There's still 4 broadcasts of World of Radio each weekend, but on Saturday and Sunday they are at 0700 UT, still at 09 UT on Friday and Monday on 3210 USB. WWCR number 4 transmitter was finally back on the air by July 4th, back to almost 24/7 BS. Something else happened with WWCR, 15825 July 7th at 1925 for more than an hour. Double audio at equal levels. Not only the scheduled gospel huxers, but Brother Scare as well. Obviously, no one at the station paying any attention to what's really going on the air. WHRI has different problems. The 7315 transmitter putting out horrible squeals during the Voice of Vietnam relay July 4th and then into its own programming after 0200. And later that evening at 0555, 9825 was squealing as well, probably the same transmitter as earlier. By the way, don't you believe the exaggerated program schedules on their website, showing shortwave frequencies on the air for many, many hours when they are not, such as 7385 most of the night and all day long? Something's very wrong at WEWN. From July 4th through July 9th, the English frequencies have been missing. 15610 in the daytime, 9385 at night, but the Spanish frequencies have continued 12050 and 5970. A previous summer, I recall, they were off the air for a while because they were mowing the antenna farm, but certainly it would not take a week to do that. More about last week's news of an application to the FCC for a new low-power shortwave station near Chicago to broadcast in DRM only toward Europe. We suspected it had a hidden purpose, and so do a trio called the High Frequency Parties, who filed an informal objection to this with the FCC. But it's in correct format, complete with footnotes. They are Ben Cobb, Kim Elliott, and Christopher Rumbaugh, the DRM promoter, who does not use his nickname Fibber for this. It's part of what they say. It's impossible to ascertain from these answers whether all of the data services and data provided by third parties will in fact constitute broadcast content and qualify as broadcasting as defined in the Commission's rules. Various elements of the application and its geographical location suggest the station will be engaged in the provision of point-to-point data services for hire, a common carrier or private carrier of messages not intended for direct reception by the general public, and not to be received directly by the general public in foreign countries. Nothing in FCC rules for international broadcast stations permits non-broadcast service
including any form of purported auxiliary or ancillary service. Ben Cobb also refers us to an interview titled Accelerating High-Speed Traders to Higher Speeds, which appears at chatwithtraders.com. It's with Haim Ben Ami, CEO of RAF Technologies, who has built shortwave stations in Chicago, Frankfurt, and London, establishing ultra-low latency connections. David Yosis of the National Radio Club says according to the FCC, KFMB 760 San Diego is changing its call letters to KGB, effective July 4th. Nothing sinister there. KGB was the legacy call sign of what is now KLSD 1360 in San Diego. Nothing sinister there either, I guess. It seems almost every week there are obituaries we must mention. Alan Ludell has died at the age of 64, the longtime Delaware radio newsman, and well known to DXers as he attended many such gatherings. There's quite an obituary for him at the website of his station, WDEL.com. This news via Scott Feibusch. Dan Robinson replies, I got to know Alan via yearly shortwave radio meetings at Plymouth Meeting. We had one hobby-related thing in common. We both collected enormous quantities of QSL cards. We spent many hours in our hotel rooms going through the numerous huge albums containing his cards. He never failed to inform me about his many other hobbies. He was one of the best radio journalists I ever got to know. And Rob DeSantos says, I was stunned by the news. Alan was a unique individual with encyclopedic knowledge, a true professional, always willing to share his insights on a variety of topics, especially radio-related. And another passing to note via Lynn Holloman of IRCA, Dallas Lankford, known for his technical achievements enhancing medium-wave DXing. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports, Vietnam on 6165. It's the Voice of Vietnam No. 4 program for ethnic minorities, July 6th at 1204 until 1300. Very rare reception. Normally the frequency is covered by CNR 6 in China, but was off the air on that date, and there was no trace of a signal from Myanmar, also occupying 6165. There was indigenous music, chanting, and singing, language similar to Vietnamese. But the next day, July 7th, after 1236, there were two weak stations on 6165, suspected Myanmar and Vietnam, but still not China. 12 hertz above 11860, July 7th at midnight 48, I was hearing Quran mixing with Cuban pulse jamming, which didn't need to be there since Radio Marti was off by that time, but that must have been Republic of Yemen Radio, via one of these Saudi sites. I seldom hear it anymore. Used to get it in the mornings, but now it's blocked by Marti between 14 and 22, and Cuban jamming beyond that. However, the schedule for Yemen Radio is 02 to 22 UT, according to one source, or 02 until 23, according to another, so it must have been running all night, 24 hours for some reason. If you do hear Quran, or at least Arabic, on 11860, it probably is the so-called Republic of Yemen Radio, backed by Saudi Arabia. P.S. This just in from Alan Rowe. On July 9th, he was not hearing Belarus in English via Germany, as his earlier report had expected. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued July 6th. Geomagnetic field quiet, ANK indices of 5 and 2 until becoming unsettled July 31st, 12 and 3. Solar flux 68 or 69 through August 1st. And that's World of Radio 2042. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week to conclude with a standard disclaimer.